Classic Rock, Roger and JP. 8:53, partly Classic Rock, Roger and JP. 8:53, partly sunny and 55 today.
All right, so you know how, and we touched on this really early this morning when we first got in, but now I'm starting to read the quotes from this dingbat, and it gets even better. So you know how over the past few months we started talking about, you know, sex dolls, and now there's like sex brothels where men can go in and just, you know.
It's whole brothels of bang, just sex dolls.
Yeah, bang a doll and leave, whatever.
Because they're so advanced, they're like real people.
This guy, Sergey Santos, he's based in Barcelona. Mm. He has created a sex robot that needs to be romanced. Like, you can't just, you know, according to the robot itself, you're not supposed to just jump on and start humping. You got to get her juices flowing
if
first.
If you thought you were getting away easy, no, no, no. Dude, you got to put in some time.
Right? Yeah, yeah. As the video demonstrates,
like
Samantha
it.
Responds to the when the user touches her hands and hips by saying positive statements like, "quote I love this" and "nice and gentle" in a sing-song voice. The designer, Sergey, says, quote, basically, she likes to be touched. She has different modes of interaction. She has romantic. She has family. Creepy.
Okay.
And she also has sexy modes. Quote, normally, she likes to be kissed and always responds to basically the G-spot and also the breasts, he said. She also responds to the hands. She likes to, quote, be kissed while putting his finger in her mouth. In a manner that's not awkward.
That's weird. Well, she's rubber, so you can just pull the mouth aside as far as you want, like Silly Putty, and then you can kiss her and it's not awkward.
Right.
So weird.
Santos said she is programmed to want romance first, then get comfortable before getting sexual. Isn't this the whole reason to not, like, the whole reason to have sex with a doll is to just get off and walk away? Like, this seems like a lot of pomp and circumstance.
I think sexy mode is going to be the number one choice on those three.
Right, but all to just bang an inanimate object.
Yeah.
You know? It's a lot of work. Quote, the final objective of the sexual mode is to give her an orgasm.
Really?
Here's the thing, Sergey. She's not real.
She's a rubber doll.
She's a rubber doll. She's a rubber doll.
JP, Brett has some audio of her getting sexy, apparently. The guy doing, like letting you hear exactly how it works.
Okay.
So, are you going to come over? I feel you. Do you feel me? Will you leave me? Don't leave me, please.
Samantha?
What's up?
Romantic.
Now then, do you want to get romantic?
Yes.
Alexa, switch on the living room lights to 40%.
Okay.
Alexa, play love songs on Pandora.
Getting your love songs station from Pandora. Love songs radio.
Now then, I hope you can get romantic.
This sounds like my worst nightmare.
She talks to Alexa and then they crank up whatever this country song is, his love song.
Alexa.
That's funny.
Will you believe this pervert?
Alexa, order me a sharp knife to kill.
Right.
Kill, kill. The two of them, it's creepy when they're talking to each other. That's weird.
Alexa, he keeps asking for backdoor action.
Please order one backdoor.
Nice. I ain't even gonna try and top it. I'm out.
8:56. 10 in a row, commercial free coming next. Listen for Steve Miller to win tickets. Here's Ted.
Nice. Right now on the Southern State West.